Welcome to Glamorous Trash. On this podcast, we recap celebrity memoirs, we pontificate about pop culture, and sometimes, if it's a doozy, we cry. If you have ever referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this might be the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. Today, we are book clubbing and recapping Ani DiFranco's memoir titled No Walls and the Recurring Dream, which I think is just one of the most compelling celebrity memoir titles ever. Ani is a singer-songwriter who has released over 20 albums through her own record label, Righteous Babe. If you aren't already a huge fan of hers, you might be tickled to know that it is her cover of Wishin' and Hopin' that opens the movie My Best Friend's Wedding, which is one of the best movie openings ever. And I always knew that the actress like singing that song was lip syncing, but it really did not connect with me that it's Ani DiFranco, which is so cool. She is a huge feminist icon of the 90s and still a very strong political activist. And we talk a lot about the 9/11 to Purpose pipeline on this podcast. It is one of our Dringo squares. And this book, I will say, is a 9/11 to Purpose water slide, water park. I mean, get ready for some 9/11 talk, you guys. We're even going to hear some poems about it. Let's dive in.
DiFranco has produced and distributed every single one of her albums independently on Righteous Babe Records.
Has there ever been a moment when you've regretted not doing a major label studio album?
I don't think so.
And working with a big-time producer?
Well, it's hard to know about the road not taken, right? You know, actually, I changed my answer. I've regretted it a lot. I look back at some of the things that I've recorded, and I think, dang, those are some good songs, and I didn't do them justice. And if only I had brought in the team of professionals. You know, I was just a kid.
A stubborn kid.
It was just like, I'm not going to wait around for the team of professionals. I'm going to do it. It's not perfect, but sometimes I do look back at my records, and I think, sorry, songs.
Our guest today is a dramedy writer from a small town outside of Chicago. She's written and produced over 100 sketches and series while working at BuzzFeed, created an LGBTQ news show for Viacom, and she's in the third season of her podcast, Don't Tell the Babysitter Mom's Dead, where she interviews other guests who have lost a parent while examining pop culture representation of death. Recreationally, she's an expert in female-fronted rock bands from the 90s and an avid DVD collector, making her just the best guest ever for this episode. Please welcome Brittany Ashley.
Oh my gosh, so happy to be here.
I am so thrilled to be talking to you, and I just can't believe I haven't begged you to do this podcast sooner. And I introduced my guests with the story of how we first met, and this is going to be one of my favorite ones. I share these stories on the podcast to celebrate female meet cutes, female friendship. How do you make a new female friend? If you don't want to hear this story, skip ahead 3 minutes. But Brittany, you and I go back to 2009?
Yeah, I think it's about 2009.
Yeah, it's 2009, 2010, and your girl has just started her first web series.
Which, so novel at the time, by the way. There were maybe like 5 web series.
They really were. And I was like, we got to do this because Lena Dunham is out here talking about being a woman. Like, I want to join in. We got to do a web series. And I bought a Canon camera for $300. I held it in one hand and I held the manual in the other and shot this web series with our 4 friends. And we got an email that a reporter wanted to do a piece on our web series. And that reporter was Brittany Ashley. And we were like, this is the best thing that has ever motherfucking happened to us.
Yeah, one of your actresses' friends, Mallory Eichhorn, she and I worked together at the notorious Heaven on 7, the New Orleans-style restaurant that sat right below the AMC on Michigan
That's
Avenue.
Right.
And I loved the web series so much, and I was a college journalist for the Chicago Flame at the University of Illinois Chicago, and so I had to do my piece. As the entertainment editor, it was my purpose to do a piece on y'all.
It was the coolest thing that had ever happened to us. And I still have the article that went up in the student newspaper. And like, I mean, I think I begged Mallory to get us 20 copies. I sent it home to my mom. I still have it. And it is just so wild and cool to now be here in Los Angeles over 10 years later.